Okay. So this church service doesn't, the recording doesn't have the prayer. We already prayed, and I forgot to start the recorder. So, all right, we are in question number 9. If you're joining us on the radio or on the phone, just go to remnantofgod.org and scroll to the bottom of the main page. You'll see a blue gift box. Click it. Go to lesson number 10, and we are on question number 9. Okay, and question number 9 is, and one of these days I'm thinking of putting all these, right now it is 115 pages of notes, and we're only on lesson number 10, and there's 33, something like that on them, but I'm thinking of putting all these notes on the site, like I did with the questions and answers that we're doing next week. I got a whole mess of our old questions and answers on the site. Most of them are on there. There's quite a few that I still haven't put online, but that's only because I haven't shared them on Q&A Sabbath. So if I do this, this will probably knock us over the 10,000 page mark. So, because I know we're well over 9,000 now on the website. But we would have to get to the end of this. And if we're getting 115 pages for 9 questions, well, actually, I think I'm on 21 or something. Anyway. It don't matter. Question number 9. It says, what is it that is found in a person's nostrils? Well, I got to change glasses here. There we go. In Genesis chapter 7, verse 22 says, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life of all that was in the dry land died. And then the study goes on to say that the Hebrew word for spirit, or ghost, as you can see it in Job 3:11, is ruach. And the Greek word pneuma means breath, wind, or vital element. You know, like pneumatic tires or pneumatic tools, because that word means air. It is the spark of life which makes you able to live. It is the breath of the Almighty, according to Job 33:4, that gives us life. So when the Bible uses these words, or those words in reference to man, not once does it say that ruach or pneuma is something in man that retains consciousness after the person dies. And by the way, let me just finish what they say here. It says, angels are called spirits in Psalm 104:4, because to human eyes they are invisible as breath. Right? And then, of course, Psalm 104:4 says, whom maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. That's Psalm 104:4. But man does not possess the nature of angels, according to Psalm 8, verse 5. Nor does the Bible indicate that he assumes it at death. Right? And then reading Psalm verses 8, or chapter 8, verses 4 and 5, it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Or visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. So, you know what I realized early on in my Christian walk? Mankind is a very weak being once he steps off the path set before him by his creator. I mean, take the lion in the plains of Africa, for example. He's the king of the beasts, because he stays on the prescribed path he has been given at creation. Mankind also has a path, and on that path is the ability to know right from wrong. Wild beasts don't understand much of that path, that their own, other than their own instinct, outside their own instinct, I guess you could say, to preserve life. That's their main thing. They don't want to die. Plus, the wild beasts they don't even have the ability to look into the